Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Timma Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. Let's go back to the 19th century to talk about the Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh, one of the best known and most popular artists in the world. There's almost always an exhibit of his work going on somewhere. But he's also among the most misunderstood of artists, both in his own time and today. Almost everyone has heard the story of him cutting off his ear. So what was going on with this guy? It's true that he had a hard time fitting in. He tried many different professions. He worked in his uncle's art gallery and was even a preacher for a while. Things changed, at least in terms of his art, when he left Northern Europe and went to the south of France. He was blown away by the quality of light, and his palette, which had been dark and dreary, really lightened up as a result. It was here that he began painting those signature canvases we're all familiar with, the sunflowers, the wheat fields, the starry nights, filled with brilliant color and thick textured strokes of paint. He also used color expressively, meaning that he used it to convey emotion. Rather than copy his colors from nature, he would choose a color to convey a mood. He might paint the sky a brilliant yellow or orange, for example, to convey heat or warmth, or paint the ceiling of a bar red to get across the idea of danger and sin. He loved the south of France so much that he tried to convince his artist friends to join him to form an art colony that he wanted to call the Studio of the South. For that purpose, he rented and decorated a house that he named the Yellow House, and also painted his famous sunflower paintings and many other canvases to hang in there, focusing on happy, upbeat colors. In the end, he could only get one artist, Paul Gauguin, to join him. The two men were friends, but often had heated debates about art and life. Living in close quarters did not help their friendship, and it was supposedly after a really bad fight with Gauguin that Van Gogh cut off part of his ear, not the whole thing, and then, bizarrely, put it in a small box and gave it to someone. So Gauguin hightailed it out of there pretty quickly after that, and he eventually ended up in Tahiti. Van Gogh's situation went downhill, but he did sell his first painting the next year, and of course is now one of the most famous artists in the world. You probably cannot afford one of his paintings, which costs upwards of $50 million today, but you can buy a Van Gogh action figure with detachable ears, which is almost as good. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.